Daphne discussing a very fundamental focus between Rashi and Tosus regarding the concept of Achanadera. The Gemara mentions the case of a Beit Hashanot B'Yamtif, and Rabbi says it's referring to the egg that was laid on Sunday. The difficulty is that it was completely formed from the day before, and therefore Ein Shabbos Mechina B'Yamtif, and therefore the Beitza Asis Asura Midaraisa. Why exactly is this true? So again, Rashi says, because Muktzah is Daraisa. Anything that's going to be used on Shabbos and Yantiv, Bayom HaShishi, Yechinas HaShayaviyu, the Hachana has to be Bayom HaShishi, that means the Hachana has to be Bechol. If you're talking about a Beitza that was Nolda B'Yantiv on Sunday, the Hachana was on Shabbos, and therefore it was not Min HaMuchan Bechol. Lacking Hachana, that is Muktzah. And therefore, Rabbi Shita is that Muktzah is Daraisa. What exactly is the problem? The Choser HaHachana. And Tosus points out, Erevin Daf Lamed Ches, that that really is not true. After all, we do not assume that Muktzah is Daraisa. And Hachana Darab is not just simply because you require a form of Hachana Mibad Yaum. There is no such requirement Midaraisa at all. What exactly then is the problem of Hachana Darab? It's not that you lack Hachana, but rather it's inappropriate Hachana. Ein Shabbos Mechina Neyantiv. If the egg is laid on Yantiv, which is Sunday, that means the Hachana was on Shabbos. Imagine a person who does Malacha on Shabbos for Yantiv. He would say, that is forbidden. Not because it lacks any form of Hachana. The act of Malacha on Shabbos is considered to be that which is Aser. And even though here we're not speaking about an act of Hachana, but nonetheless, Ein Shabbos Mechina Neyantiv. So whereas according to Rashi, the problem of Hachana Darabe is lacking Hachana, Choser Hachana. According to Tosus, the difficulty is reliance on Hachana Shelo Kedin, because Ein Shabbos Mechina Liyantiv. Oh, and this is the Tosus Lishitas. The Gemara Daf Dalet Amud Aleph discusses the following. Let's assume, for example, you have a Shabbos and Yantif that are back to back. Yantif is on Sunday, and Nolda Bazeh, not our case of Achana Darabah, where the egg was laid on Yantif, the egg was laid on Shabbos. Nolda Bazeh. What about the next day, Sunday? Can you utilize it? So Rav is of opinion that no, Nolda Bazeh is Asura Bazeh. Why should one assume that Nolda Bazeh is Asura Bazeh? The Gemara has two possibilities. One possibility, Dalam and Aleph, is because of Kedusha Achas. Well, that maybe we view Shabbos and Yantif that are back to back as a seamless Kedusha, and just as that the Beitza is Asura on Shabbos, it's Asura on the next day of Yantif as well. That would be a very great Kiddush. We are going to see the Maskana. We don't assume that that's true. We assume that Shabbos and Yantif are considered to be Shtei Kedushas. If that's true, why would Rav maintain that Noda Bezeh is Asura Bezeh? Oh, so Rav says, because of Hachana. Because of Hachana. Noda Bezeh, if the egg is laid on Shabbos, Asura Bezeh, because utilizing that egg would mean that Shabbos is Mechina Liyantiv. Shabbos is Mechina Liyantiv. And therefore, the Beitza cannot be used on the next day of Yantiv itself. So Tosus is immediately bothered. Is that really true? Noda Bezeh, Asura Bezeh, the hen lays the egg on Shabbos. Argamar Daf Beis Mabeis, Me Esmo Gamrala. The Hachana was from the day before. That means on Friday. On Friday. If indeed that's true, the Hachana was on Friday. No Debeza Asura Bezeh. Why indeed would that be true? Oh, so Tosus writes, you have to assume a great Kiddush. When the Gemara says in Daf Beis Mabeis, Me Esmo Gamrala, it doesn't mean that the egg is fully formed from the previous day, and Leida is irrelevant, Leida is nothing. What do you mean? It's true that the egg is formed from the previous day, but you know what? There's an element of Hachana B'Shas Leida as well. After all, you're going to say the egg is ready for use. The hen hasn't laid this egg at all. So therefore, Tosus writes the following, that it's true, Mi Esro Gamrala, the forming of the egg is considered to be Hachana, and the Leid is considered to be Achan as well. That's the Chiddush HaTosus, the Avdalam and Aleph. Leid is considered to be a case of Achana. Oh, very good. So therefore, Nolda Bezeh, if the hen lays the egg on Shabbos, that's the problem of Ein Shabbos Mechina Yantiv. Good. The difficulty is the following. But the Gemara said, lebeis and lebeis, but Shabbos ba'alma, and yantav ba'alma tishtari. That if this wasn't a case of back-to-back, it's a typical Shabbos, and the hen lays an egg on Shabbos, a typical yantav, and the hen lays an egg on yantav. The Gemara says, that should be mutter. How can that be mutter? If you assume a esmo gamrala, that everything occurred from the previous day, I understand the kash of the Gemara. You should be able to access that on Shabbos Yantiv. But once you tell me the Chiddush of Tosfos that no, that late is considered to be a hachana, so the Gemara says, Shabbos Bama Tishtari. The Gemara should have immediately answered that of course that's not true, because the late itself is considered to be an act of hachana. So how can Tosfos say in Daf Dalet that late is hachana, and the Gemara says, Nabez Mabez, Shabbos Ba'alma Tishtari? So you see a very great Chiddush according to Tosfos, which is exactly Tosfos Shita, more than Lashita say. This is exactly the Shita of Tosfos. That you know what? That the problem of Hachana Darab is not a Muktza problem. It's not a Muktza problem. If it would be a Muktza problem, you know what that means? The Hachana has to be Nibod Yom. And if late is considered to be a Hachana, obviously the Hachana was not Nibod Yom. The egg was laid on Shabbos. The egg was laid on Yantiv. What is Tosfos Shita that? No. Hachana Darab is a Dinderaisa. And Muktza is only Darabanan. The problem of Hachana Darabe is not the Choser Hachana, but rather it's Ein Shabbos Mechina Liyantiv. Ein Yantiv Mechina Shabbos. So what exactly is the Chiddush of Tosfos Shita? That's true. Yantiv cannot be Mechina Shabbos. Shabbos cannot be Mechina Yantiv. But I'll tell you a very, very great Chiddush. That Shabbos and Yantiv can serve as the Hachana for the day itself. Shabbos mechina la'atzma. Yantif mechina la'atzma. That's the Kiddush according to Tosfos Shita. Ah, that's exactly what Shita say. There's nothing wrong with the Yantif being mechin for Yantif. I can do malacha on Yantif for Yantif, no? So why can't I have hachana on Yantif for Yantif? So therefore the Kiddush of Tosfos is Shabbos mechina la'atzma. Yantif mechina la'atzma. Meaning, even though late is considered to be an act of hachana, there is not a reason to forbid use of the egg. That's exactly the kasha of the Gemara, that Shabbos Bama Tishtari, Yantif Bama Tishtari, and what's the teretz of the Gemara? Gzeira, Gzeira. That's a Gzeira Drabanan. But Mikra Adin, it shouldn't be fine. What about according to Rashi Shita? Obviously not, no? According to Rashi Shita, the Kama Ochana Drabba is a Muktzah problem, meaning in order to allow the use on this day, whether it's Shabbos and Yantif, the Hachana has to be Mibod Yom. If the Hachana is Mibod Yom, so wait a second. If the egg is laid today, was the Hachana Mibod Yom? You know what you have to say according to Rashi? Absolutely yes. The Hachana was Mibod Yom. How is the Hachana Mibod Yom? What do you mean? Me Esmo Gamrala. That's exactly the Gemara of Beis and Beis. Because the egg was already formed from the day before, and the Hachana ended at that time. All that's lacking is for the egg to be released. Releasing the egg is not considered to be an act of hachana at all. Had it been an act of hachana, the basis would be asura midaraisa. Because ein Shabbos mechin latzma, ein yantav mechin latzma. That's the chiddush according to Rashi. Rashi cannot agree with that first teretz of Tosfos Nafdala Manala, where Tosfos says that leida is indeed considered to be an act of hachana. Then the Gemara would never be able to say Shabbos Ba'ama Yantav Ba'ama Tishtari. That's exactly then Lashita say. Rashi, who holds that the Prama of Hachana Rav is a Choser Hachana, you have to assume that all the Hachana is already complete Mibod Yom, Mesmo Gamrala, and therefore the Lay does not consider to be Hachana at all. Tosus that says the Prama of Hachana Rav is an inappropriate Hachana, Shabbos is Mechin La'atzma, so therefore the fact that it's late on Shabbos is not a reason to forbid the egg, and therefore the Chiddush of the Gemara, that in a family, that's a Gzeira, the Rabbanan. That's exactly the Shitase of Rashi and Tosfos. And here I'll point out two more comments of Tosfos that are the Shitase. The Tosfos in the Beis Mabeis, Ramaskav Ahayev, writes the following, that look, if Ein Yantif Mechin the Shabbos, so Kol Shkein, that Ein Shabbos Mechin the Yantif. No? That's Tosfos' Kavachomer. If Yantif cannot go ahead and serve the Shabbos, that obviously Shabbos cannot go ahead and serve as Yantif. No? Kevan den Yantif, Mechin the Shabbos, Kolshkin, Kolshkin, the Ein Shabbos, Mechin the Yantif. That's the shitas. No? What's the problem here of hachana? It's not that the hachana has to be b'chol, but rather you cannot allow or rely on inappropriate hachana. Hachana shelo kedin. That's tosis, is kav v'chomer. No? If it's inappropriate for yantif to service Shabbos, Shabbos is a higher kedusha. No? And yet it's inappropriate for the Mesharis to serve the Melech. Yantif cannot serve Shabbos. Kal v'chomer, that Shabbos cannot serve Yantif. No? That's exactly Tosus's Kal v'chomer. That Kevan de'ein Yantif mechin the Shabbos, kol shkein de'ein Shabbos mechin the Yantif. Would Rashi have said such a line? You know what the answer is? Absolutely not. Why is it that ein Yantif mechin the Shabbos? You know why? Because Shabbos, the holy Shabbos, requires a hachana and chol. So Shabbos requires a hachana b'chol. So kol shkein what? Kol shkein yantif requires a hachana. That's a kav v'chomer. If use of something on Shabbos requires it has to be min hamuchan mi bod yom. So kol shkein, that's true when it comes to yantif. The most I would say, according to Rashi, it is no kol shkein. The kol shkein runs in the opposite direction, no? The most I would say, according to Rashi, if ain yantif mechin the Shabbos, hu hadinami, the ain Shabbos mechin the yantif. That's what I would have said, no? If a yom kadosh requires hachana mi ba'od yom, so just like Shabbos requires hachana mi ba'od yom, yantif requires hachana mi ba'od yom. But certainly no kav v'chomer. If you're going to engage in a kav v'chomer, I'm going to tell you the opposite is true. Ein yantif mechin the Shabbos is because of the kedusha of Shabbos, and therefore it's not a kal v'chomer to say that kol shkein that ein Shabbos mechin the yantif. Whoa, so I'll tell you that line in Tosfos is also the shitas. Now, and here I'll tell you the following. What about the very end of Tosfos? The very end of Tosfos in that phase of the days. Now, Tosfos is bothered. Now, did the month fall on yantif or did it not? On Shabbos, the month did not fall. And Yantif, did the month fall? Maybe not. Maybe yes. After all, Ochel Nefesh is mutter. So why can't one argue that gathering the month is considered to be comparable to Ochel Nefesh, which is mutter? So Tosfos quotes the Makaros. It seems from our Gemara, the month did not fall. Tosfos quotes the Medrash that the month seemingly that no, that the month fell on Yantif. That was Nifichu when it comes to Shabbos. Also, Tosfos says a couple of terutz. No? One teretz of Tosfos says midrashim chalukim, ein achinami. But this is subject to machlokes. Oh, in the shir klali, this should be very relevant with the dinim that are considered to be a zeichalaman. To what extent are they limited to Shabbos? To what extent do they apply on yantif as well? Well, and then Tosfos says the following. No, maybe I'll split. Maybe I'll tell you a yishuv. On a typical yantif, the month fell. Not like Shabbos. On a typical standalone yantif, the month fell. But, what was the chiddush of Tosfos? So those are the midrashim. If the midrashim tell us the month fell on yantif. What about our Gemara? Our Gemara is not talking about typical cases. What would happen in a case of a yantif that falls out on a Friday? A yantif which is on Erev Shabbos. So Tosfos says, then, what do you mean that would not be the case? That would not be the case. If the Yantif would be on Friday, which is on an Erev Shabbos, then that would not be the case at all. Why? Because Ein Yantif making the Shabbos. Ein Yantif making the Shabbos. Ooh. So, in other words, on a typical Yantif, month can fall. But if the Yantif is on a time of Friday, wait a second. That would mean that the month is falling on a Friday and you're going to use it for Shabbos. That's the problem of Ein Yantif Mechin L'Shabbos. In other words, the problem is Ein Yantif Mechin L'Shabbos. If it was a standalone Yantif and the month would fall on Yantif, that doesn't bother me. What do you mean? If the month fell on Yantif, it wasn't Min HaMuchan the day before. No? If the month fell on Yantif, you're using it on Yantif, it wasn't Min HaMuchan on Chol. You know what the answer is? Exactly the Shita Tosfos. It doesn't have to be min hamuchan in order to use an yantif. What you have to avoid is in yantif mechin the Shabbos. So Tosfos writes something incredible now, that on a typical yantif in the midbar the month fell, but if yantif fell out on a Friday, the month would not fall. Because the month falling on Friday and you're using it on Shabbos, that would be a violation of in yantif mechin the Shabbos. But if the yantif fell, man fell on yantif, he used it, and yantif problem-free, you know what Rashi would say? Absolutely not. The same reason you cannot have yantif meich on the Shabbos, you cannot have a yantif for a Shabbos meich on atzma, and the man has to fall on a yom chol. It cannot go ahead and fall on yantif, even if it's a standalone yantif. You know what the answer is? Yeah, that tosus is l'shitasei. This yishuv of tosus regarding the man. That's something which is pretty stunning, no? That's l'shitasei of hachana, which is shalokidin, as opposed to a choser hachana. Wow. So you have the way the tosus understands the relationship of chana, drab, and muktza, and you have the two diukim in the tosus and avez and avez, and you have the tosus and avdal and amadalef. Right, all the same exact shikta, that the problem of achana derab is not because achana is lacking, but rather because the achana is inappropriate. What do we mean by inappropriate achana? So here, it can take two different forms. No, that's our sugya, beisad abeis, and that's the sugya in erev and adav, lamedches. What exactly do we mean? That, you know what, that there is a lack or inappropriate achana? Who's the Mishnah? Erev and the Lamed Ches discusses the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Let's say, for example, you have a Yantif which is Samuch L'Shabbos. Either Yantif falls out on Friday, Yantif falls out on Sunday, but you know what? Shabbos and Yantif is back to back. So Rabbi Eliezer tells us the following Kiddush: Ma'arev Adam Shnei Eruv Eitchumim. You know what? You know, you're looking forward, and you see, you know what? I want on one day, Shabbos, to be able to go in this direction. On Yantif, I want to be able to go in the opposite direction. You know? So no problem, Rashi says. Set up an Eruv Tchumim. An Eruv Tchumim is not going to expand the distance, but it's going to shift the Makom Shvisa. It'll allow me to go more in one direction and limit the other direction. So Rabbi Eliezer says the following Chiddush. You can go ahead and set up two different Eruv Tchumim, that this will be my Makom Shvisa for Shabbos, and this will be my Makom Shvisa for Yantif. Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Eruv Tchumim. And the Chachamim say that absolutely not. You know what? If you're going to make an Eruv Tchumim, that Ma'ariv L'Ruach Achas, it has to be consistent. You can be Kona Makom Shvisa. Whatever the Makom Shvisa is going to be, that's going to be your place. Ben B'Shabbos, Ben B'Yantif. And that will be the parameters of the definition of Tchum. Okay? So the Gemara says the following. Rabbi Eliezer really allows you to be Ma'ariv. After all, the Chum say the following. Iyatamode, don't you admit Shievsha La'ariv B'yantif L'Shabbos? Don't you admit that you're not allowed to make an Erev Tchumim Anyantif for Shabbos? Let's assume, for example, it's Friday. And I want to go and make an Erev Tchumim on Friday to allow me to go Chutz L'Tchum. It's not going to help for Friday. After all, there has to be konat and shmashos. But you know what? I want to go chutz l'tchum on Shabbos. Would you, Rabbi Eliezer, really allow to set up an Erev Tchumim on Friday for Shabbos? Certainly not. The Chachamim maintain, just like you can't do it on Friday, you can't even do it on Thursday for an Erev working in this direction Friday and that direction on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer says that, what do you mean? You know why you can't set up an Eruv on that case, on Yantif for Shabbos? That's Mishum Hachana. That's Mishum Hachana. Ein Yantif Mechin the Shabbos. It's not, as Rashi writes, because of Kedushachas, that we use Shabbos and Yantif as a single unit, but rather, you cannot go ahead and engage in Hachana for Yantif to Shabbos. Oh, so if indeed that is the case, I'm setting up my Erev Tchumim on Yantif for Shabbos, that's a violation of Ein Yantif, making the Shabbos. But if the Erev is being set up Mibod Yom, in such a case, ooh, that is not true. That is not true. Wow. So the Gemara has two cases of Ein Shabbos making the Yantif, Ein Yantif making the Shabbos, Mishum Hachana. One is Erev Lamed Ches, one is Beit Zedav Beis. Now, what's the difference in these cases? What's the difference in these cases? Ooh, that's the comment of the Ramban. The Ramban and the Mochamos, Tesvach and Aleph, Ndap Yarif, Meseches Psachim. No? That's the line in the Ramban. The Ramban writes that you should realize that, you know what? There are two different types of issues when it comes to Achana Darabah. And there are two different sugyas, the Ramban writes. Maseches Beitz and Maseches Erev. And what is the difference between them? Now, as you mentioned earlier, that Hachana Darabba can express itself in two different ways. One is Hachana, which is Memela, and one is Hachana, which is Bidei Adam. There are two different examples of Hachana Darabba. One is where you are, and one is where you are not. No? Oh, so Rabban writes the following. The Hachana Darabba is forbidden. Ben Hachana Dimimela. What's Hachana Dimimela? Beis it up, beis. No? I did nothing at all. But the hen laid an egg. The hen laid an egg. And Meyat Smol Gamrala. I did nothing at all. That already is subject to the restrictions of Hachana Darabba, even though the Hachana was Mimela. What do you mean it's usser? It's usser for a hen to lay an egg? No. That it's usser for me to rely on the hachana that occurred from one day to the next. What do you mean reliance? Oh, if I go ahead and I eat this egg today, I'm relying on yesterday's hachana? Oh, that's a great kiddush. That utilizing, relying on hachana d'meila, that is the isra of hachana d'rabba. And the Ramban points out, that's very different from Erev and Daflamaches. Erev Daflamaches is Hachana Haba Bidei Adam. It means a person is setting up a Makom Shvisa on day one for day two. That's an example of a Hachana Darabba Biyadayim, where that itself is considered to be the Isser. And when it comes to a Hachana D'Memela, obviously the Isser is not the Hachana D'Memela, but the restriction is reliance on. Wow, so that's the Chiddush Rabban. They have two different forms of Hachana Darabba. One is a person who actively does an act of Hachana from one day to the next. A person sets up an Erev Tchumen to become a Shvisa. The other is a person is passive, he does nothing. But you know what? That the egg was naturally set up on this day, utilizing tomorrow. That's considered to be that which is innocent. Now that distinction is going to be very relevant for the Tosus. Tosus is bothered by an incredibly difficult question. No? There's the concept of Hachana D'Rabba. And therefore it means that Ein Yantif Mechin L'Shabbos. Ein Yantif Mechin L'Shabbos. And that really is forbidden in the Torah. So Tosus says, if that's true, Tema, if that really is true, that Ein Yantif Mechin L'Shabbos, and this is an Issa D'Raisa, so therefore, Heich Ofen Umavashlin Miyantif L'Shabbos. What do you do when Yantif falls out on Friday? What do you do this year? Yantif falls out on Friday. So how do you do anything on a Friday to Shabbos? So your answer is going to be, how do you do anything? That's the whole beginning of the second parak, no? That's the whole sugya of Erev Tavshilin. That's the whole sugya of Erev Tavshilin. You're right. You can't, but there is a device, there's a tool, there's a vehicle that allows us to go ahead and to engage in Malach and Hachana on the Yantar for a Shabbos. So Tosfos writes, no, absolutely not. Erev Tavshilin is only a Din D'Rabbanan. And true, Yesh Koach V'yad Chacham Lakor Dovim in HaTorah B'Shei Bal Tasa. But the Chachamim cannot just make a Takana that allows you Bekum V'Esei, to go ahead and to fly in the face of Din and Daraisa. How in the world can that be? So now you're telling me the following, that you know what, that Ein Yantif Mechin L'Shabbos. And you're telling me that's a din daraisa. Now, explicit. Hachana d'rabba, din daraisa. That gemara beis. Sveika daraisa l'chomra. So how in the world is any of this allowed when a yantiv falls out on a Friday? You're going to tell me what Erev Tavshilin Tosu says, that what do you mean? That's not true. Asita kanta d'rabbanam lekar hachana daraisa. How could that possibly be? No, that's Tosu's discussion. You see, the Tosu is like striking. No. Once this is true, you have hachana d'rabba. So how in the world is this allowed when Yanta falls out on Friday? You're going to tell me Erev Tavshilin? The answer is Erev Tavshilin is not going to help. Oh, so Tosu says, such a chiddush. You know what the Teretz is? You have to come onto something else. Not only come onto something else, but this is Rabba L'Shitase. Along this, no? Tosu already tells me there's a Teretz, and the Teretz is L'Shitase. Rabba is the one who subscribes to Hohen. Rabba is the Baal HaMem Rabba. Wow. Oh well, no doubt, such a chiddush, that now, let's assume the following case. Ha'ofem yantef l'chol. Forget about Shabbos and yantef back to back. Let's start from an extreme case. Now, a person goes and cooks on yantef. And I ask the person, why in the world are you cooking on yantef? So he's an honest guy. He tells me, because tonight I'm having a big party, and I have to cook now for the party on chol, on the party. So Rabbi says a great chiddush. Ain't a loki. There's no malchus. What do you mean there's no malchus? You did malacha on yantef for chol. How can there not be any malchus? So Rabbi tells me this chiddush. Sokin daf ben vav. Ho'il. Wow. Ho'il is such a stunning chiddush. No? Ho'il ve'i ikloi orchim chazidei hashtanami chazidei. You know what? If guests were to go ahead and come on yantef, couldn't I feed them this food on yantef itself? Oh. Since in principle that's true, ho'il, so therefore, ein aloke. I'm cooking on yantef. You'll ask me, I'll tell you honestly, I'm cooking because I'm partying tonight. But in principle, since the food can be used on yantef, so therefore Rabbi says, ha'ofem yantef l'chol, ein aloke. That principle is called ho'il. In a word, you know what ho'il is, we'll have to discuss at length. You ignore Kavanas HaGavra. You ignore the Kavanas HaGavra. A person will tell me, I'm cooking on yantef for yantef. You know what? That I understand. That's called Olpa Nefesh. But the guy tells me he's cooking yantef for chol. No. I'm not interested in what you're telling me. I'm ignoring your Kavanas HaGavra. You're cooking? You know what? That's Malchus Olpa Nefesh. Even if you tell me that, you know what? That, you know, wow. That's such a chiddush. We'll have to discuss that at length. What right do you have to ignore the Kavanas HaGavra? I tell you I'm cooking for chol. No, you're not cooking for chol. If guests were to go ahead and come, you'd give it to them now so I can label that as Malacha Selchanefesh. And Elachinami, in that very sugya of Sechem and Vav, Rav Chisda screams, how can you ignore what the guy is telling you? Rav Chisda says that the guy is telling you he's cooking for chol, and you say, no, you're cooking for yantif, and that's called Ochanefesh. And then Rav Chisda Shita is, Ha'ofem yantif l'chol, loke. There's Malkas Daraisa. If he's cooking on yantef for yantef, we're good. But you cannot go ahead and cook on yantef for chol and just claim that you're doing so for yantef. So that's a very heavy machlokas. Rabbi Rav Chisda, what is the role of Kavanas HaGavra when it comes to Melech HaSelcha Nefesh? That's pretty heavy. No? What is the role of Kavanas HaGavra? They'll discuss it at great length. So who is this Baal HaMemra that writes that ho'il, you can ignore Kavanas HaGavra, Rabba. Oh, Satosa says, yeah, this is Rabba. Mamish, this is Rabba. There's a Rabba, Hachana de Rabba, Beit Adav Beis. Wow. And that should result in the fact that you cannot go ahead and do anything at all on a yantef to a Shabbos. You know what the answer is? You're not doing anything from a yantef to a Shabbos. You're doing it on yantif for yantif. What do you mean? The guy tells you he's doing a yantif for... No. Ho'il. And that's exactly Rabbi Shita. The Hachana de Rabba and Ho'il will go hand in hand. And therefore we're good to go. Wow, that's something which is stunning. Now, that this is exactly Rabbi Lushita saying. Rabba, who has a problem of Hachana, is going to solve this problem al yedei Ho'il. And both are the Shitas of Rabba. Of Chumra, Bachana Darabba, but of Kula, of Ho'il. And that's going to save the day for us. That's something which is pretty striking. No? Wow. So how can you go ahead and engage in this Hachana on Yanta for Shabbos? You know what the answer is? I'm not doing any Hachana on Yanta for Shabbos because the principle of Ho'il. So now you'll jump, you'll tell me, that's also Tosus L'shitase, no? Yeah, that's great, no? This is all Tosus, no? Because what is Tosus' problem? You can't do Hachana on Yanta for a Shabbos. What's the Isser of Hachana Darama? It's not that there's a Choser Hachana, but rather, you can't inappropriately do Hachana on Yanta for Shabbos. So you know what the answer is? Ho'il. I'm not doing Hachana on Yanta to Shabbos. I'm engaged in Hachana from a Yanta to Yanta. Because if guests would come, I'd give it to them right now. You know what Rashi would say about this? Rashi would say, what in the world? The problem is not in Yontif Mechin the Shabbos. It's the Hachana has to be Mibod Yom. So the answer is, I'm doing Hachana on Yontif for Yontif. You cannot do Hachana on Yontif for Yontif. The Hachana has to be Mibod Yom. No? Did you realize that when you kind of saw the Tosas? The whole Shakla Vatari of Tosas is Lashita Asay. No? The problem is not that you lack Hachana. The problem is you can't have an inappropriate Hachana. And Hoel is going to solve that problem. Because if there's a concept of Hoel, you're not doing Hachana from a Yontif to a Shabbos. You're doing Hachana from a Yontif to Yontif, which is, according to Rashi, Nisadaris. No? According to Tosas, Mutal Chachila. No? That's the Tosas. Whoa, you have to add that to the list. No? All the Tosas Lushitase. No? Erevin Lamaches, Beitzad Avdalet. And now three Ha'aris, Natosas of Ahaya. No? The Kasha Vetosas, and the Kavachomer Tosas, and the resolution to the Uriya Saman. No? All that is Lashitase, no? You probably figured that out. Well, no, when you were reading the Tosas, no? That's all Lashitase, no? That's exactly the Chiddush of Tosas. Okay? Pretty incredible, no? Okay? Tosas is not yet done, no? Tosas says the following. However, two incredible words in Tosas, no? But Vafil Lididan. Afil Lididan. And even for us, what does that mean? Afil l'didan nicha. And even for us, it's okay. Who are us? No, afil l'didan. Even for us, it's okay. Even for us, it's okay. How in the world can you go ahead and do anything on a yontif on Friday for Shabbos? The answer is hoil. Okay, good. Now, afil l'didan. And even according to us, that somehow that this teretz doesn't work. Even for us, that this teretz is not appropriate. I'm going to give you another teretz. No? Well, what does that mean, afil lididan? No, what's wrong with oil? What's wrong with oil? Afil lididan. No? What's wrong with that? Not so clear. No? So I want you to take a look at the Chacham Shlomo and the Maram. They interpret the Tosas in two very, very different ways. No? Chacham Shlomo writes the following. Ready for this? This is very, very significant. Hovil means not just a theoretical possibility. You know what? If guests were to come, it really means that, you know what, that's the reality. That really is the reality. You know, certain people have that type of home, you know, but, you know, whatever, you know, every Shabbos they have 50 place settings. No, why do you need so many? You know what's going to happen? Week after week after week, people are going to just pile in, no? And they're going to, okay. So Tosa says the following, you know, afil l'didan means, she'ein lanu bizman hazeh orchem she'avol b'yantiv. Tosa, I'll admit to you, this isn't our metzias. Wow. This isn't our metzias. Oh. And in other words, then you can't rely on hoel. Well, that's an interesting chiddush. You can only rely on a hoel. Well, that's the reality. Guests are going to come. So if guests really are going to come, then it makes sense to say that, you know what, this is malacha or hachana and yantid for yantid. But for us, that's a far stretch. And therefore, that doesn't work. Wow. That's something which is pretty important, no? That means that hoel is not just a theoretical possibility. That in principle, if a guest were to come, I would eat it now, and therefore I'm labeling it as lechus al panefesh. No. It really means the reality. The guests are going to come, and you know what? Chances are this food is going to be used for here and now. Wow. That's something which is pretty important. In other words, a person is situated in an area where that's not going to happen. You know what? A person is by himself, in a hotel someplace, whatever it would be, no? For Yantiv, he's going to do malacha on Yantiv for Shabbos because of Hoel. Not going to happen, no? So guess what? So that's what the Chacham Shlomo writes, the Shita Tosas is, that realize. So you can't rely on Hoel. You know what you can't rely on Hoel means? That means that your Erev Tavshilin does not help. No, because Erev Tavshilin is going to solve the Dindra Abanan, but in order to get to that point, step two, you have to solve step one. Step one is, how do you avoid the malachos and hachana daraisa? The answer is hoel. If hoel doesn't work, Erev Tavshilin does not work. I'll tell you the first Magen Avraham in the Halachas, Rav Tavshimin. The first Magen Avraham is the Tosos and Sakhadat Menvav, the Tosos and Shabbos, the Sarid Aleph. Let's assume, for example, you know what you want to do? Oh, it's Yom Tov. And you're going to put up your chont very late in the day on Friday to use on Shabbos. So you know what Tosos says? Very late in the day to use on Shabbos. The coverage is holy. That if guests are going to come, you can give it to them right here and now. Oh, so you know what Tosos writes? If you put up that chont at the end of Yom Tov, that you can't go and use on Yom Tov, that's an Issa D'Oraisa, and Erev Tav Shimon is not going to help. You need the coverage of oil. You need the coverage of oil. That means that any malacha you're doing on Yom Tov or Shabbos has to be done early enough in the day that you can really use it on Yom Tov. And then you can spill over leftovers on Shabbos. But if it's not going to be ready, that's not called a leftover, no? And therefore, ooh, that's true halacha l'maisa. Whenever we have an Erev Tav Shilin, but make sure everything is done early enough in the day. Early enough in the day, because Rabbi says the starting point is considered to be Ho'el. That's pretty important. So, Ho'el has to be Nibod Yom. And the Magen Avraham writes, ready for this Yiddish? The Magen Avraham writes, we don't have this, I would say, all the time. But the Magen Avraham writes, there was an old minute, ready for this old minute? That whenever there's an Erev Tav Shilin, take a look. Tafko Chazayin, it's an Erev Tav Shilin. Whenever there's an Erev Tav Shilin, they would make early Shabbos. Magen Avraham writes. They make early Shabbos. Why are they making early Shabbos? Because you know what? You ask your mother. No. The men are going to shul so early. I better do all the preparation, all the cooking really, really early. No? Really early in the day. Because you know what? The day is short. What do you mean the day is short? No. The minhag was to make early Shabbos in Erev Tav Shilin. Because that would ensure that the hachana and malacha is going to be done pretty early. You know, we're not going to say, you know, we'll go take a nap, and then we'll do the malacha for Shabbos, because, you know what, time is short. So the Magen Avraham writes that, you know, that was like a built-in safeguard of making early Shabbos whenever you have an Erev Tav Shilin. Fascinating, no? So the Chachma Shlomo writes, Afilu Didam means we who don't have that reality of Orchim. Wow. You need the reality of Orchim to say hello. Wow. Was that against something? Something that we learned. Could very well be, no? What was the Chiddush of the Gemara itself? Sachan Nefem Zayin? Beimet Bracha? The Chiddush of the Gemara, no? The Gemara says you get Malkus from Muktza? You really get Malkus from Muktza? You really get Malkus from Muktza? Even Muktza Daraisa, it's allowed Daraisa? It's a loud daraisa. The Gemara says, yeah, it's a loud daraisa. The Gemara kissed the pasuk. The Gemara kissed the Shabbos. No, losasa chamalacha. No, muktzah is allowed. Muktzah is allowed. Wow, is that really true? Muktzah is allowed. That's that minchas chinuch. Muktzah is allowed. Muktzah is daraisa, but it's allowed. It's allowed. What was the chiddush of Emet Bracha? No, it doesn't mean the lav of muktzah. No, it doesn't mean if muktzah is daraisa, and the atzei muktzah are. Daraisa, that means if you're going to head and burn this wood for the purpose of Ochel Nefesh, that's a violation of Kol Melaches Avod Lo Sasu. If the wood is forbidden, so how can you say that that's considered to be the Tzorech? No? Remember that Emet Bracha? It doesn't mean muktzah is daraisa. It means that you're utilizing wood, and you're doing a malacha to use the wood. How can you justify that as a malacha? How can you apply the principle of ho'il if muktzah is daraisa? If muktzah is daraisa. No? Remember that? Okay. I'll just tell you this, the following deal. No? The Gemara says that's only true if you hold muktzah is daraisa. Let's say you hold muktzah is darabon. Let's say you hold muktzah is darabon. Oh, I guess then you can say hello, no? The Gemara says, no, if you hold muktzah daraisa, then this wood is absolutely off limits. And if the wood is off limits, how can you say that burning this wood is malachas al chanafesh? But you know, you see from the Gemara, if that's pshat in the Gemara, that if muktzah is only a din darabanan, then you can apply the law. then you wouldn't get malchus. No, you can apply oil. Midaraisa, I'll call this a justified malacha, because in theory, in principle, midaraisa, the wood is not nesar. It's only if you'll muxas daraisa. No? Let me ask you a very simple question. Is that any better than the Chachma Shlomo? No? Chachma Shlomo writes that everything is mutter. But if I know guests are not going to come, that's not covered by hoil. Hoil only applies lemaisa, when I know I'm going to use it for this purpose. No? What happens if there's an Issur Rabbanan? You know what I would argue? If it's an Issur Rabbanan and I'm not going to be able to use this, then why is that covered by hoil? Because theoretically, in principle, this is only Issur Rabbanan. Midaraisa, it's mutter. Yeah, the Chachma Shlomo here is telling us hoil only applies when mamish, halacha lemaisa, guests are going to go ahead and come and you're going to use that object. That's the chiddush of Chachma Shlomo. Let's talk about that. What's the other possibility? Afili didan. Chachma Shlomo has afili didan who don't have archim. What's the other possibility? Maram writes, this is also a stunning chiddush. This is also a stunning chiddush. But afili didan means the less than hoil. We don't agree with Rambam. Well, that's what it means. Now, forget guests, not guests. You know what? Rabba says, oh, there's such a principle of Ohil. And Maram writes, Afili Didan means that, what do you mean? Lididan, the less one Ohil. Who says we paskin that way? So, you're going to tell me the whole basis of doing anything on Friday for Shabbos is based on Ohil. You know what? That's very nice. That's Rabba Lashitasei. Ah, that's very, very nice. But who says we hold that way, Lahalacha? Which would mean Lahalacha, absolutely no. Absolutely no. Wow, that's something which is stunning. So, the Chachma Shlomo assumes Afili Didan means that, even according to Rabba, Ohil is not possible for us because we don't have that Metzias. And Maram writes, it means that that we don't hold a Ohil. That's a very great Kiddush, no? We don't hold a Ohil. We'll have to discuss that. Is that really true? Do we accept Rabba? Do we not accept Rabba? That's a very heavy issue. Now, whether we're going to Paskin like Rabba, or whether indeed we're not. Not so simple. No, not so simple. That's the sheep of the Balamor. That we reject Rabba. We don't pass Michael. Any raya, indeed, if that's true. You know, the Gemara tells us that, you know what? Ein mizamnim nesanachri, no? And Yantif, you can't invite a non-Jew to your home. You can't invite a non-Jew to your home. Because you know what the concern is? That you're cooking on Yantif. You're cooking on Yantif. And Ochon Efesh, oh, we'll see already on Daf Yubayz, is only who levado yaseh lachem. You know what lachem means? Lachem means for Yisrael. Lachem v'lo la'akum. Lachem v'lo la'akum. So you're allowed to go ahead and do malacha for a Jew, not for a non-Jew. So pretty incredible. You know what? There's a gzeira d'rabbana that you're not allowed to invite a non-Jew to your home. And yantiv, because of Shem Yarba Dishu. We're going to see now Beis Mabeis, Gimel Aleph. You can't have Xer the Xer, right? You can't have Xer the Xer. Well, the Balamor is bothered by the following. And let's assume you cook more for the non-Jew. Let's assume you cook for other non-Jew. The whole non-Jewish family is coming to my house. No? So it means, instead of this, that, I'm cooking more. Yeah, but Hoil. Hoil, no? Hovikol Yarchen, no? If guests were to come, I could go ahead and do more. Which would mean, even if I do more for the guy, yeah, but it's covered midaraisa by hoil. Which means that even if I cook for the guy, it's only going to be drabanan, and ein mizamnim es ha'akum should be a gzera l'gzera. Don't go ahead and invite a guy, because you may end up cooking for the guy. Yeah, but if you're cooking for a guy, it's only nisa drabanan because of hoil. So therefore, guess what? That should be a gzera l'gzera. So you know what the Balamor writes? We'll see Pesach and Daf Mevav. Ah, that's an absolute raya that we reject Rabba. We don't hold a Rabba. Because if you hold a Rabbah, you can't have a Gzerah, a Mezeminis, and Achri. Well, oh, that's like the Maram says, Pshat and Tosus. No? We don't accept. We don't accept Halo. We'll have to see that. Do we accept Halo? Someone once asked me, you know, they were in the middle of Geirus. In the middle of Geirus. You know, so they were almost Megayim. But, you know, so part of their, I guess, you know, acclimating to Jewish life. They would go to someone's house for Shabbos, they'd go to someone's house for Yantif, kind of get the feel of everything. Shabbos is not a problem. What about on Yantif? On Yantif, you know, so what do they do? You know, you can invite this potential Gerj, you can't. So what does the guy do? Is the Seder? What does the guy do? I told the guy, just crash. Crash someplace. Don't. No invitations. Show up someplace. Showing up is not a violation of imizamines anachri. At that point in time, he shows up for the meal. We're not afraid at that moment, shemiyara bishmu. So you can crash. No one should invite you. And because inviting is, you know, in the zamnin, and the Baal HaMor uses that araya that we don't cast like Rava. Well, that's an important chiddush. Okay, so Tosus writes the following now. Ooh, you have Hachana de Rabbah. And the only way that you can go ahead and do any of this on Yom Tov for Shabbos is Al Yidei Hoel. And that doesn't help us so much because it doesn't work Lididan. Lididan means that we don't have gas, or Lididan means the Maram that we don't hold of Hoel. We don't hold of Hoel. So how is all of this okay? How is all this okay? So Tosus is going to tell us a bombshell, no? Tosus is going to say the following, wait a second, you know what? Typically speaking, when we say, you know, you're doing hachana from day one to day two, what's the hachana? Tosus writes such a chiddush, no? The hachana has to be, something which is yesh miayim, a davar chadash, a beitza that wasn't laid, and now all of a sudden it's laid. That's hachana. Okay, I understand. But if you're just talking about tikkun ha'ochel, no? You're talking about ochel that exists, and you're just preparing it. So Tosus writes the following chiddush, that you know what? Maybe that's not called the hachana. Wow. That's not called the hachana. So Tosus says, afila didan, that we can't go ahead and give this teretz. I'm going to tell you the following chiddush, that you know what? If something is eno mechusara tikkun ba'alma, but mei karachazi, that's not called hachana. Hachana is, a beitza, the brachadash, lahaisa ba'olam. That's the problem. Well, I've talked about that as well. Well, that sounds like a study kiddush, you know? The whole hachana issue is very limited in its scope, no? Well, hachana issue applies to something where inachinami is considered to be that which is like yesh miayim. That's a pretty big kiddush. Take a look in the Sefer Achinuch, Reis Sariches. The Sefer Achinuch writes the following. No? Masha Omru B'Isser Hachana. Sefer Achinuch writes explicitly. No? This whole sugya, that Ein Yantav made from the Shabbos and Shabbos made to Yantav, you know what the Sefer Achinuch writes? Lo Mishtachma Isser Hachana Darais Ladaiti Kiim Bebeitza Bovad. This whole concept, there's an Isser Darais of Hachana, it only applies to an egg. It only applies to an egg. It doesn't apply to any other cases. You know? Masor of Cook's Minchas Chinuch. No. Take a look in Tosus HaBezim HaBezim Masachas Vesim. Yeah, that's line in Tosus. No? That in order to have a real Achana Darabah, it has to be something which is absolute Dabar Chadash. Not Tikkun. All right, we'll talk about that. No? But realize what a Chiddush indeed that is. That's the Chiddush of the Sefer Achinuch as well. So, you know, the Tosus sounds revolutionary. You know, Tosus says, wait, you have an issue of Achana Darabah, how in the world do you navigate? What do you do when Yom Tov falls out on Friday? Erev Tavshilin, Erev Tavshilin is a non-starter. You have to avoid the Isur Daraisa. So teretz number one, we avoid the Isur Daraisa al Yidei Hoel. And even if you can't subscribe to Hoel, either because that's not the reality or because of Om Paschum like Rabbah, you know what? I'll tell you another Chiddush, and that is Hachana. That's only a Davar Chadash. That's not a Tikkun Kzas. Okay. You know what's somewhat stunning about this whole Tosus, right? You read the whole Tosus, and there's no reference to Pesachim, Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. You get the impression that, you know what, Tosfos is coming up with a bamash of akasha, with revolutionary terutzim. No, isn't this explicit in the Gemara? Isn't this absolutely black and white? Isn't this absolutely black and white? This is the Sugim Sachim Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. What exactly is it that Tosfos is adding to the sugya? And clearly Tosfos is not exactly telling us what the sugya is telling us. Now, the Gemara begins as follows. Now what we discussed. Itman, ha'ofim yantafachol. A person, mamish, does melacha daraisa. Does melacha daraisa from yantaf to achol. So Rabba says that, you know what, that there's no malchus. There's no malchus. And Rav Chisda says, of course there's malchus. Rabba says, oh, if you want to the chol, there's no malchus. On what basis? Hovil. You're cooking on yantiv. But if guests were to come, you could feed them this food on yantiv. So therefore, that's a p'tur malchus. You're covered midarais. Rav Chisda says, no way in the world, no. How can you call something nachasof nefesh if you're cooking for chol? And the kavana sagav is critical. Two people can be cooking. For one it's mutter, for one it's nisadarisa. It's the why question. Why are you cooking? If you're cooking for yantiv, that's alf nefesh. You're cooking for chol, that's not nachasof nefesh. Oh, so the Gemara is bothered by the following. You ready for the kasha? Tosos is kasha, no? That's the Gemara. Wait a second. Yantiv is Friday. How in the world can you cook from Friday to Yom Tov? And the Gemara is explicit. You're going to tell me Erev Tavshilin? Erev Tavshilin? The Gemara says that, what do you mean? Mishum Eruvei Tavshilin? No, Mishum Eruvei Tavshilin Sharina Nisura Daraisa? And Erev Tavshilin is only Din Rabbanan. There's no way Erev Tavshilin can lift the Nisura Daraisa. So how in the world can you do Malacha from Yom Tov to a Shabbos? You know what the more answers? Oh, Rabbi says, Hoil. 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 And the Gemara goes a step further. But Rav Chisda doesn't agree to Hoil. Rav Chisda doesn't agree to Hoil, no? Because Rav Chisda holds Ha'of Miyantav L'chol Loke. So according to Rav Chisda that doesn't agree with Hoil, how in the world does Erev Tavshilin work? No? So you know what the more answers? Tzarech Shabbos, Nasa Miyantav. According to Rav Chisda, you're allowed to cook from Yantav to Shabbos. You can't cook from Yantav to Chol, but you're allowed to cook from Yantav. On what basis can you do that? Ooh, Rashi writes, because Shabbos is Kedushas. That's Rashi writes. Well, that's pretty stunning. Rashi writes that according to Rabba, Shabbos is Kedushas. You have to come on to Chol. And according to Rav Chisda, I disagree with Hoel, but the answer is Shabbos Yantav are Kedush Achas. That's how Rashi understands the sugya. No? Well, that's the sugya. How in the world can you do malacha from Friday Yantav to Shabbos? The Gemara has an answer of Hoel. And the Gemara says, and if you don't accept Hoel, what's the answer? Tzarechei Shabbos, Nasa B'Yantav. Tzarechei Shabbos, Nasa B'Yantav. So now what in the world is Tosfos doing exactly? No. Tosfos says, if you hold, there's a problem of Hachana. How do you solve the problem of Hachana? That's just Hovil, no? This is not like revolutionary. That's exactly Pesachim of Mavava days. The answer is Hovil. And what if you don't hold of Hovil? Or you can't hold of Hovil? Oh, so the Gemara says, Tzarechei Shabbos Na Asa Liyantiv. Now Tosfos ignores that entirely. No. And if you don't know Hoel, I'm going to tell you another Chiddush, no? And that is that Davar Chadash, not Tikkun Ochel. Yeah, Tosfos L'chore is just raising the issue of the Gemara. It's so shocking, Tosfos like doesn't quote this Gemara at all. No? The Gemara has two answers. One answer is Hoel, the second answer is something else. Tosfos says the answer is Hoel. And if you don't like the answer of Hoel, I'm going to tell you something new. What in the world? No, why? What exactly is Tosfos bothered by? What is Tosfos answering? And why does Tosfos deviate from the answer of the Gemara? And these two roots in the Gemara are pretty critical. They're critical. You know what? The Balamor brought a raya, we don't hold like Rabba. What was his raya? Ein mezamnin. No? Ein mezamnin. The Ramban brings a raya that we don't hold like Rav Chisda. Because Rashi says, the reason for Rav Chisda tzarchi Shabbos is his kedusha achas. And as we just said in that Dalva and Aleph, we pass in the Shabbos Yantif is Shtei Kedushas. Shtei Kedushas. So Ramban writes, you can't pass in like Rav Chisda. And the Balamor writes, you can't pass in like Rabba. And guess what? The Rambam quotes both reasons. Rabbi and Rav Chisda. No, we'll have to see. Like, this is really surprising. So what? What exactly are we missing? No, the answer, I guess, is clear, but now we have to work it all out. The Gemara Pesachim Daf Mem Vav is not talking about Hachana. The Gemara Pesachim Mem Vav is talking about Malacha. Malacha. No? Ha'ofem yantif v'chol. Ha'ofem yantif v'shavs. Wow. The Gemara is discussing Asiyas HaMalacha. How in the world can you go ahead and cook on a Yontif for a Shabbos if Yontif falls out on Friday? That we all know. No. That's because of Hoil or because of Tzorkei Shabbos Nasim Yontif. Tosus now is bothered by something else. Now we have to completely revisit this whole question and answer. If you hold that there's an Isra of Hachana. Whoa. What the Gemara says about Malacha is not necessarily going to resolve the problem of Hachana. No? Okay. Why would you distinguish? Why would we say yes, no? And pretty fascinating, what's Tosus's answer? The Gemara has two terutzim, one of the terutzim of the Gemara is going to satisfy Hachana. The second terutzim of the Gemara is not going to satisfy Hachana. No? So Tosus says, you know what? The first answer I'm good with, but if you don't know the first answer, we have to come to something else. No? That's already going to be the structure. No? The Gemara, of course, asks this question. But the question of the Gemara is not Tosus's question. The question of the Gemara is, how do you justify Malach on Yantav to Shabbos? And Tosus's question, how do you avoid Hachana Darabba from Yantav to Shabbos? And are there differences between that Kasha? Apparently, Tosus said absolutely yes. No? Tosus doesn't even reference the Gemara. Let me just tell you a simple thing. Now, if you're talking about how can I do malacha on Yantav Teshavas? How in the world can you do malacha? What does Hol mean? Hol means you're not doing malacha on Yantav Teshavas. If guests were to come, you would give them this food right here and now. No? So you know what? You're doing malacha on Yantav for Yantav. That's called malacha self-anefesh. Let's shift to Hachana Darabba for a moment. No? How can you do what? I'm not doing anything, no? This is Ramban, no, this is Mamela. I'm not actively doing something. You're not going to ask, am I doing it for Yantif or after Yantif? No? I'm not doing anything at all. You know what the halacha is? That either anything which is used has to be Mucha Nibon Yom, or let's assume simply Tosus. That you know what? That if something was prepared on Yantif, it cannot be used on Shabbos. The answer is, is it so obvious how it can apply to Hachana? Maybe it can only apply to Malacha. If I have to label something as Malacha Self Nefesh or not, you know what? So how do you do that? You know what I would tell you? Well, why don't you figure out? Why don't you ask the guy? Like, you're cooking food now. Why are you cooking food? Are you cooking for today? Are you cooking for tomorrow? Like, what is the purpose? What is the role of Kavanah Sagav? But is it so obvious that that's relevant when it comes to Hachana? So realize, that's the starting point. But this I want you to figure out. Now, Tosus says, I know the Gemara of Sakhnaf Mevav, but the Gemara is talking about the Malach of Ofe, and Shabbos, Ofe and Yantif, Afiyah. I got that. Our Gemara is introducing a whole new basis of Isser. Hachana Darabba. Now we have to revisit the entire question. And Tosu seems to indicate such a kiddush that, you know what? One of the answers of the Gemara is going to answer my question, but the second one is not necessarily going to help. And I'm going to have to come up with another answer to solve the Hachana issue, and that's not going to be relevant to the Malach issue. No? What is Tosu's second terence? Now that Tikkun is not considered to be Hachana. What do you say? Tikkun is not called Malacha? Cooking and Yantif is not called a malacha, obviously. No? So realize that The questions are a different access entirely. I have to go through the Tosos very, very carefully. What is the Kiddush Tosos? What's bothering Tosos? What is Tosos being a Kaddish, an application of Olam? Now we're going to see Aveya something like incredible that there are two Chiddushim of Rabbi and Rav Chisda. One is whether you hold of Hoel or not. No? Good. What's the corollary according to Rashi? Whether Shabbos Yantav is Kedushachas or Shtei Kedushas. Rav Chisda denies Hoel and holds Shabbos Yantav is Kedushachas. Rabba holds Shabbos Yantav is Shtei Kedushas, but Rabba subscribes to Hoel. Is there any relationship between issue one and issue two? Is there any link between Hoel and Kedushachas? Maybe at first glance you'd say absolutely not. So when we finish like the Shiurim, I think you're going to say absolutely yes. And this is perfectly what she does. No? Right, but that's what you have to think about. Is there any relationship between these two issues? Right, Kedushachas and Shtei Kedushas, an application of Hoel. Or Rabbi and Rav Chisda are just arguing about two like random ideas. Or no, not random ideas at all, but everything is perfectly seamless. All right, so okay, let's read the Tosos carefully. Do this, then I'll give you some more marmukamos in the comments.